I'm not sure which glasses. Whose? Mine's on the left now.
They haven't been used yet.
Oh, okay, good. The reading this morning is Faith and Belief by Sharon Delos Parks. Faith and Belief. In contemporary English usage, faith is used primarily as a noun strongly associated with religion and frequently used synonymously with belief. This has not always been so. The eminent historian of religion, Wilfred Cantwell Smith, elegantly traced the relationship between the words faith and belief. He has shown that since in English, faith was used only as a noun, to believe was chosen as the verb. This was appropriate, for in earlier centuries, the Anglo-Saxon-derived word believe meant pretty much what its exact counterpart in German, belieben, still means today, namely, to hold dear, to prize. It signified to love, to give allegiance, to be loyal to value highly. The Latin credo, meaning literally, I set my heart, was translated, I believe, and thus was not a mistranslation. To believe connotated an essential human activity involving the whole person. In recent times, however, the word belief has shifted. Belief has come to suggest primarily a cognitive enterprise. It connotates mere opinion, or even the dubious or false, rather than matters of truth, reality, and ultimate importance. To wit, when the word faith is used synonymously with belief, it takes on these same connotations. These shifts in the meaning of the word faith and belief have critical significance in contemporary culture. They are part of the postmodern reorientation of our relationship to knowledge, affecting our most cherished institutions and assumptions, specifically our assumptions about faith, religion, and belief, and what we can trust, imagine, and hope for. Wherever belief has become mere intellectual assent to abstract propositions, and whenever specific religious propositions have become meaningless, impersonal, or at least dubious to a large number of Western postmodern people, then by synonymous usage, faith has come to be equally meaningless, particularly to the critically aware mind. If we are to recover an adequate understanding of human faith, we must be clear that when we use the word faith, we are speaking of something quite other than belief understood in those ways. Faith is not simply a set of beliefs that religious people have. It is something that all human beings do.